Let's talk with one in our own backyard, releasing a book, Private Love, Public School, Gay Teacher Under Fire. Christine Yared on the line. Let's talk to you, many hats you wear, author, attorney, professor, and more. Christine, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you. Thank you, Shelley.
You're welcome. Where are you an attorney, please?
I have my own law practice.
You are a professor where?
At Grand Valley State University. I teach in their women and gender studies and integrated studies.
Good answer with Grand Valley State University. And, of course, author, Public School, Private Love, about the true story of Jerry Crane and his experience as a gay teacher in the public school system. Let's keep the author hat on, Christine, and have you introduce your work.
Yeah, Jerry Crane taught in 1995 at Byron Center High School, and he's a gay man. He had a commitment ceremony in October of 1995. He was a music teacher at their high school, and a former disgruntled student came to his commitment ceremony uninvited, found out where it was, and took a program. And their ceremony was on a Saturday. And by Sunday, Jerry was getting calls from students that his commitment ceremony program had been passed around the community, and everyone was upset that he was gay.
Yes. This happened in what, 1995?
Correct.
Yes. And yet Jerry tragically died, what, later?
Yeah, so what happened was that rest of that school year was horrible. He had about four school board meetings that were all about him. The school board declared that, in their words, homosexuals are not good role models for students. And they pledged to investigate and monitor him. And they basically harassed him for the rest of the school year. It was a weekly ongoing situation. As one horrible example, one day students came home to a video that was sent to all the homes, and it was an anti-gay video, anti-gay book, and a letter. And so that's the kind of thing he had to go through. He eventually was forced to resign that next summer, and 6 months later, at age 32, he died of a heart attack. They did an autopsy, and the coroner concluded that he thought, in his opinion, that the stress of what Jerry went through contributed to his early death.
Yes. 1995, of course, here we are, 2021. For over 30 years, your work has centered on LGBTQ plus legal, political, and social issues. Hence, you had a calling to research and write Private Love, Public School?
Absolutely. And at the time this happened, I was on the board of our community. It was called then the Lesbian and Gay Community Center of West Michigan. And so being on the board, I met Jerry Crane because of that our organization, some people knew him, and we got involved as much as we could. And so, so absolutely, when we got to know him and saw what he was going through, and I definitely felt that his story needed to be told, documented, and remembered.
Yes. And you're just releasing your book, I understand.
Correct. It was released in January, just a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Of course, my notes do tell me that Jerry's story did make news out and about at that time, covered by, Time Magazine, ABC's 2020, and looks like our Grand Rapids Press as well.
Yes, yes. There were constantly letters to the editor that year to the Grand Rapids Press, and the press said that up until that time, they had never received so many letters to the editor. So in addition to being harassed at school, he'd come home and he's on the news. All the stations covered it. He'd, read the paper, and there's people, a lot of them writing horrific things about him and biblically based and condemning him. So he really had a day-to-day horrible, difficult situation to live through that.
Describe your front cover. Very interesting.
Yeah, so the front cover, I have a, there's a picture of a chair, a solitary empty chair, and then the background is wood on the wall, a flooring of wood, and then a wall in the back, and there's kind of like the paint is chipped, especially on the bottom. And so the empty chair is to recognize, you know, the emptiness in the school, the chipped paint, that there's something underneath this. And I want to add that this affected students. And while the school didn't want to recognize it, there were gay and lesbian, transgender students. And one student that I write about in the book, she had wanted to be a teacher. And she was, we looked up to Jerry, and I want to add, he was a well-loved, well-respected teacher before this, before they condemned him. And so her name is Tammy. Tammy ended up not going into teaching because she was experiencing this, and she said to herself, you know, there's no way I'm going to be a teacher and subject myself to this. So it affected her career, her life path.
Yes, Private Love, Public School, Gay Teacher Under Fire, written by Christine Yared. Christine, a couple of themes described as your Jerry's story illustrates what happens when people remain silent in the face of oppression. Would you follow this up?
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened was that there was a large vocal, and some would say relatively small, but it was a good number of people who had a religious belief that was anti-gay. And the problem I saw is that there were many in the community who didn't like that this was happening, but didn't speak up or didn't do enough. Now, there were a small handful of people who did speak up that had children in that school. So we did have that. But the gist of it was people were afraid of this crowd. And of the publicity being a part of that, and the teachers were silenced. Some of the teachers were anti-gay, and they got involved, at least a few of them, very significantly. But most of the teachers, Jerry felt very isolated, and I think for the teachers, they felt that if they were even to show support to him, that they would be called out publicly. And so Jerry would eat his lunches. He wouldn't go to the teacher's lounge. Instead, he'd eat alone in his room. And eventually students found out and they'd join him. So the message is that, as always in history, silence is complicity. And we need to speak up when there's a wrong, especially when the wrong isn't affecting us directly. We need to speak up for others.
Yes. How do we find out more information about your latest release, Christine?
Thank you. So my website, which is ChristineYared.com, has a lot of information about the book. Locally, Books and Mortar Bookstore, they hosted my launch, and they're carrying the book. And then it can be purchased other places where books are sold. I want to add, I'm interested in talking to teachers that have experienced this in the past or are currently experiencing it, the discrimination.
Yes, because, you do recount the true story of what happened when members of a Midwestern community, that's ours, demanded that their religious beliefs be imposed on a public school, and the school followed suit. Okay, thank you very much, Christine, professor, lawyer, and more, author, for our conversation. Keep up your work, and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Shelley.
9:56 in the morning. You're listening to the WGVU Morning Show, and the sun is out. Partly sunny skies predicted all day, 27 your high, mostly cloudy tonight, low around 15. Saturday, TGIS, mostly cloudy, high near 30, and TGISS Sunday, some snow showers likely before 1 o'clock. We'll be back right after news.